This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the nation cannot let people killed in the weekend mass shootings in Texas and Ohio die in vain. Trump tweeting this morning that bipartisan support is needed for background checks for firearms purchases. Meanwhile, the mayor of El Paso, Texas, says of the Saturday shooting there that killed 20 people,
all of the victims have been identified and their families have been notified, and the victims have been sent to the autopsy and then they'll be released for funeral. And that was a critical component to start the beginning of closure.
The 21-year-old El Paso shooter, said to be a white supremacist, and the feds are calling the shootings a domestic terror incident. The gunman who shot and killed 9 people in Dayton, Ohio, hours later was then killed by police. There's no word on what his motive may have been. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The 2 mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton on Saturday getting much of the attention, but Chicago police are taking action after another violent weekend there. Most of the violence on the west side. The police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, says it's disheartening.
You have to stop and ask yourself, what more will it take before we get a handle on what's going on, not just in Chicago, but across the country?
Chicago police say 15 people were shot in separate incidents just yesterday morning in the Lawndale neighborhood. Police have deployed additional officers to try to stop the shootings and prevent retaliation. North Carolina, the first southern state to ban the use of state funds for so-called conversion therapy for minors. An executive order signed by Governor Roy Cooper prevents state money from being used to try to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of a minor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Tennessee man is the latest victim of a shark attack off the coast of Florida. The 68-year-old man was bitten yesterday while he was standing in knee-deep water at New Smyrna Beach. No word on his current condition. A day before, 2 other people were also bitten by sharks in that vicinity. For the second year in a row, someone has died at the Lollapalooza Music Festival in Chicago. This time it happened on Saturday on what was day 3 of the festival. The person suffered a medical emergency and was taken to a hospital where they were pronounced dead. And concert officials say almost another 30 people had to be taken to hospitals during the course of the event for various reasons, most of them alcohol related. And a couple of sports items. New England Patriots giving their Hall of Fame quarterback Tom Brady's contract another 2 years. Reports are the deal will increase Brady's pay for this season to $23 million, up $8 million from the $15 million he was already set to make. The just-turned 42-year-old Brady is a 6-time Super Bowl champ. And when you share your surname with a pop star, it can cause problems. Cleveland Indians pitcher Shane Bieber's new Topps Stadium Club baseball card refers to him on the back as Justin. as in Justin Bieber, the right-hander, posting a picture of the card on Twitter with a smile emoji. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and a tragic weekend. A lot has been talked about regarding Dayton, Ohio, and also in El Paso, Texas, a total of 29 killed, some 53 injured as a result of the mass shootings. But interestingly enough, nothing is being said about Chicago, and you wonder why, because Chicago had something like seven murders over the weekend, some 20-plus injured as well, but no mention of Chicago in the conversation. Dr. John Law joins us now, world-recognized expert on guns and crime, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, and he's going to help us keep it sane and reasonable here in this conversation, because you know whenever there are incidences like what has happened this weekend, everything gets politicized. You know, Democratic candidates are talking, and here it is. They've had all this time to do something about it, but suddenly it is Donald Trump's fault. That seems to be the order of the day. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to talk to you again.
Okay, let's break it down reasonably here. Again, we've got two shootings. You know, just horrific shootings that have taken place. One, certainly, where there was a manifesto expressed that would tell you that it was ideological. The other one seems to be possibly mental. But again, you know, so much information and due process has to take place before we know for sure, right?
Sure. I mean, we're still learning a lot about both the cases, though we do know a fair amount. I suppose the most bizarre thing, just to comment on one of the things, the many points you brought up, and that is people blaming Trump for this. The claim is that these are right-wing white supremacists who are doing these attacks, and, you know, therefore, you know, they agree with Trump, and he's encouraging them to go and do these types of attacks. The one thing I can say is, people must not be reading the manifestos and statements that these killers have left.
Right.
You read the El Paso guy's thing, and it's very similar, extremely similar to the New Zealand case. And I know they called him a white supremacist, I mean, as a right-winger. It seems like, just as an aside, it seems like the media, if the guy's a racist, he has to be a right-winger and agree with Republicans. The thing is, these guys are kooky left-wingers who are racist. Both the New Zealand killer and the El Paso killer were environmentalists who opposed immigration because they thought allowing more people into their countries would damage it, would damage the environment.
And that's been a leftist idea from day one, has it not, John, that there'd be a limitation of a population, right?
Right. Well, I mean, it used to be the reason why people on the left used to oppose immigration. You go back 30 years ago or so, they were strongly opposed to immigration because they thought it would stretch resources too thin in the country and we get overpopulation. The guy in New Zealand expressed concerns that the minorities coming from third world countries tend to have too many kids. In any case, the El Paso killer, if you read the stuff, he basically is saying that he's upset with Republicans and Trump because Trump wants to let lots of people into the country, but he just wants to have it based on merit. And this guy doesn't want people in the country, whether it's based on merit or not.
Exactly.
And so anyway, and the guy that did the Dayton killer, he's a self-described leftist. He describes himself as the word leftist. He's a registered Democrat, and he's a strong gun control proponent. I mean, this guy has tweets going after the Republican senator from his state, Rob Portman, for not doing the right thing and pushing for the gun control laws that he thought should be passed after the Parkland shooting last year.
Right, exactly. And he was the one that had the 100-round drum, right, a magazine?
Yeah. I mean, look, this guy, I don't know how many people he injured or killed or the police when they were...
Well, he killed nine, injured 27, and thank God the police happened to be there because they were there within a minute.
They were there, in less than a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying there's so many shots that were being fired there. It's going to be a little while before we knew who was responsible for what, but I mean, thank goodness that the police were there.
Exactly.
And if they hadn't been there and the guy had been allowed to continue on with his rampage, but you know, his stuff is very complicated. One of the very first people he killed was apparently his sister.
His sister, I know. They went there to the location together.
Right, yeah. So you would think the sister would know that this guy had a weapon and had they describe it as body armor. I have no idea whether that's accurate. I have to say, you have to be very careful when you read the news on these things because after the Batman movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado,
right,
the media would very frequently say that the guy had a bulletproof vest on. He had what's called a tactical vest, but it's made out of nylon. And the reason why it's called a tactical vest is it has lots of extra pockets on it for extra magazines and stuff.
Yeah, but not bulletproof. Certainly.
Not unless nylon has some properties that I didn't know about previously.
Exactly. Well, you see, this is the whole issue and what you're bringing to bear on this conversation here, John, and that's why due process is so important for us to really get the facts out there, because you have, especially going into a presidential election and you've got these campaigns going on, a lot of irresponsible, opinion flying out there. And to me, it just adds to the fervor. And like you said, some media are cherry-picking the information, and if they can somehow bend it into the direction of Donald Trump and the Trump derangement syndrome, then they'll force-fit it into that conversation. And, of course, you always find out that they're wrong, but they're not about to give you any kind of retraction.
Oh, no, of course.
And meanwhile, the damage has been done. I mean, they talk about racism and everything and stoking the fires. Well, they themselves, by their very words, are stoking the fires of racism because they're bringing something in the conversation that may not necessarily be so, but they do so with such emphasis and, again, targeting Trump because they're trying to do everything they can to shut Trump up, take away his Twitter influence and any way that he can communicate, which counters the fake news that's out there.
Right. No, I agree. I have to say, Twitter has blocked my personal account as well as the Crime Prevention Research Center account for tweets that we put out, pointing out the political views of the New Zealand killer and now the El Paso killer.
Well, I tweeted that you're on the show this morning, and we'll see if I get blocked for that, because that has happened a couple of times to our show as well. When I have
go to our website,
yes.
You know, and see, I have links to the El Paso Killers
manifesto,
and they can read it for themselves.
Exactly. We got more from John Lott after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, John Lott continues with us. He is the author of 9 books, including More Guns, Less Crime. Okay, get that. More guns, less crime. His latest book is The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. And there's plenty flying around, and you've got to know there will be more flying around as a result of this. Interestingly enough, as I mentioned earlier, they want to talk about what happened in Dayton, El Paso. Nothing about Chicago. John, is it they don't want to talk about Chicago because it doesn't fit the narrative? It's not necessarily something they can point towards Trump or white supremacists. What is the convenient lie here?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose partly it's because Democrats control Chicago and Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and they might be blamed for it. To me, the thing is, I know the Democrats were calling within an hour or so, or a couple hours of the El Paso shooting for more gun control, even before we had a clue about almost any facts about the attack there, and they do that time after time. To me, we need to be serious about these mass public shootings, and the types of proposals the Democrats keep on putting out, things like background checks on private transfers of guns.
Mm-hmm.
I want reporters once in a while on these Sunday shows, like yesterday. Of course, I wouldn't expect Jake Tapper to ask this. He had like mm-hmm. 9 Democratic presidential candidates on talking about gun control. But just ask him once which one of these laws that they're pushing would have stopped these attacks. You know, which name me one mass public shooting this century.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been stopped by having background checks on the private transfers of guns. Name me one of these attacks that would have been stopped really by these assault weapons bans. Okay, so the guys, two guys over the weekend used semi-automatic rifles. But, you know, you go and you ban guns based on how they look. There are other semi-automatic rifles that look differently that aren't, quote, assault weapons that function exactly the same.
Exactly.
You know, when they go and talk about, when Pete Buttigieg, the mayor, is talking about these are like the weapons of war he used when he was in Iraq or Afghanistan, that's simply false.
Well, of course, he wouldn't want to be in a, he's not going to want to be in a combat zone with that weapon. That is inferior to what is on the battlefield.
Right. I mean, the ones on the battlefield have fully automatic modes, or burst modes, at least.
Right.
And, it's not one pull the trigger, one bullet comes out. They're essentially they're machine guns.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he can make whatever claim he wants to make about it, but it's just false. And the media people don't call them on it. But I just want somebody to say, okay, you want to do something. Everybody wants to do something. Explain to me why the number one law that you're pushing, these background checks on private transfers, would have stopped it. If we want
exactly.
to do something, why are we pushing laws that have nothing to do with these attacks? They have another agenda. Look, over half the murder, mass public shootings, involve handguns. 80% mm-hmm. of them involve handguns in some way. 13% involve just semi-automatic rifles of some type. And to go and ban just semi-automatic assault weapons when there are all these other semi-automatic guns that are used all the time, you're not going to stop these attacks from occurring. The guy in the Walmart could have used a handgun or he could have used a hunting rifle. But look, I want to do something. I want to get rid of these gun-free zones.
Exactly. That's the thing I was waiting for you to bring up is the gun-free zones, because in both cases that's where they were, right? Both of these areas were gun-free zones.
Well, I mean, the one in Dayton, basically all the establishments right around there were posted banning people being able to have concealed handguns with them.
Right.
So when this guy was outside the establishment there where people were coming out, he would know that everybody who was coming out of there would be unarmed.
Exactly.
You look at the case in California a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
This killer
at the Garlic Festival, Ryan in Gilroy.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a metal detector. He avoided the metal detector. They were even confiscating pocket knives for people that were trying to go in to the festival that was there. He went around the back, cut a hole through a fence, and crawled through. And so he knew that he couldn't get through the metal detectors. He knew that people inside there weren't allowed to have guns with them. You go back to the Virginia Beach attack earlier. The municipality of Virginia Beach banned public employees from having permanent concealed handguns. There was a woman there, Kate Nixon, who was very concerned about this other employee. I apparently complained about him, had gone home on a Thursday, talked to her family about her concerns, and talked to her husband about whether she should take her permanent concealed handgun with her to work the next day. But she just couldn't bring herself to break the rule that forbid public employees from having concealed handguns. She finally went to work without her gun, and later that day she was one of the people who were killed. And, you know, the killer, though, was a public employee. He was banned from having guns with him. Obviously, it didn't stop him. The
exactly.
problem with these gun-free zones is that it's basically the law-abiding good citizens who obey these, not the killers. And rather than making victims safe, it actually creates a magnet for these killers to go and do the attacks.
Yeah, there's just not enough police to cover this area, even as evidenced out in Gilroy. I mean, you could hold them accountable and say, look, they should have been, there should have been some vigilance on the perimeter to where somebody can do this. But this is what it's all come down to. They're going to find a way to get around so that they can get to the victims and attack them like the shooter did in Gilroy. Now, you also have, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but Governor Andrew Cuomo has made schools more vulnerable to attack and signal that fact to every deranged person looking for a headline. You know, this according to the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. He signed into legislation what prevents local New York state school districts from authorizing armed volunteer staff, including teachers, to carry a gun.
Yeah.
So we're back to these gun safe zones, and it becomes a target, you know, for those citizens, those complying citizens, following the law, and let's somehow ignore that you have other citizens who mean to do you harm, and they get to have their way until the police happen to show up.
Right. No, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Look, we have like a little over 600,000 police in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have, and you're not going to have much more than 200,000 plus that are going to be on duty at any point in time. We have almost 330 million Americans.
Mm-hmm.
The notion that those many police can go and do their normal jobs, you know, solving other crimes and protect everybody all the time, just isn't serious.
Exactly.
There's too many possible targets. And beyond that, police have an extremely difficult job in stopping these types of terrorist attacks, because having somebody identified as a police officer makes it them a target. These killers, when they show up at the scene, they have real strategic advantages. If there's an officer there, they can wait for the officer to leave the scene, or they can move on to another target, because as we just said, you can't have police in front of all the targets. Or if they decide to attack, the first person killed is going to be the police officer, particularly.
Of course.
Civilians are banned from having guns in those places.
No, without a doubt. I mean, they're going to want to get, you know, if they have the opportunity to take out the person who has the gun that can interfere with their goal to take out others, you know, that's going to be their first shot if they, you know, if it comes down to that. That would only make sense. John, I think what you point out here, and people need to calmly understand, is that whether Republican or Democrat, I think all citizens want to be able to live with our Second Amendment right in a way that's safe and protects all. That's the conversation. But once you start deceiving and lying about your position, then it makes it difficult and it bogs down the conversation. We got to leave it for there right now. Dr. John Lott has been with us. John, always appreciate the time. Thank you, sir. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right?
You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the nation cannot let people killed in the weekend mass shootings in Texas and Ohio die in vain. Trump tweeting this morning that bipartisan support is needed for background checks for firearms purchases. Meanwhile, the mayor of El Paso, Texas, says of the Saturday shooting there that killed 20 people,
all of the victims have been identified and their families have been notified, and the victims have been sent to the autopsy and then they'll be released for funeral. And that was a critical component to start the beginning of closure.
The 21-year-old El Paso shooter, said to be a white supremacist, and the feds are calling the shootings a domestic terror incident. The gunman who shot and killed 9 people in Dayton, Ohio, hours later was then killed by police. There's no word on what his motive may have been. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, our thanks again to John Lott, world-recognized expert on guns and crime. With all this going on over the weekend, I said, got to get him on right away so that we could break down the situation here. Obviously, this is a conversation that we continue to have, but part of the problem, I am convinced, part of the problem that we have here is when you have so much opinion, and some of this is agenda-driven, and that's what we need to be careful about, because in the absence of fact opinion rules, and we need to be more fact-based in approaching this issue. It's easy to say something in the name of politics to make it sound good. Oh, we're going to reduce the number of rounds in the magazine. I mean, there's no question. I mean, glaringly, you know, what sticks out when you've got a 100-round drum attached to an AR-style rifle. Boy, I'll tell you, it is by the grace of God that more people did not die and more people were injured with what happened in Dayton. The police were just right there at the right time and in less than a minute were able to take, you know, the shooter out. That is an absolute miracle that happened that way, and you're grateful, you know, for these police. When people are running in the opposite direction, they are the ones that go to the problem to defend and protect, you know, the citizens there in Ohio. And this is around the country, the men in blue, and this is why we need to honor them. But they need to be further honored with, rules of engagement and with a citizenry that is responsible.
and that is not, unhinged as it is right now. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Dr. Alveda King, and we may get it, I'm sure we're going to get into this a little bit more, because what is on, in consideration here is the very soul of America. I mean, that we are unhinged. And this whole idea, someone, again, really quick because it fits some sort of political narrative, want to blame, Donald Trump, say that he's a racist, he's a white supremacist. I mean, the irresponsible language that's putting out there. I mean, when you put that kind of language out there, you yourself are participating in racism. You are fanning the flames of it all the more. Can't you see that? But, the media, because it makes headlines and it sounds sexy, and of course anything right now that happens to be against Donald Trump, if you can put that out there, and this for sure I'm telling you, Dr. Alveda King will address, and that is that Donald Trump is not a racist. But to hear CNN and the mainstream media and others, MSNBC, you would think otherwise. And of course, this perception that's being promoted out there in the public, empowers insane people to do insane things. But there's no sense of responsibility from the media to couch the words they say. And not only the media, but dare I say politicians. I mean, some of these candidates running for president, you got to be kidding me. To make the statements that they're making is totally irresponsible. And to me, they're just as complicit in suggesting the president. There's no basis to say the president is. And Don Lemon to come out as a moderator, and he's asking questions and to declare the president is a racist, as if it's fact. Where has that been determined that he is a racist? But this language is being thrown around in such a way that it empowers these kids who have lost hope. And, they sit there and figure, okay, well, it must be so. The mainstream media is always saying that Donald Trump's a racist. We've got all these immigrants that are storming. And because people aren't doing their job, Congress is not doing their job to deal with the immigration issue. We're out of order. Law and order is gone just about here in the United States. And this is what is coming out here. This is a representative. This is representative of a breakdown in the basic principles of law and order. That's what I was trying to, talk to John Lott about, is that this is symptomatic of a deeper issue. And if you think that laws are going to stop that, there's not enough laws. There's not enough gun control. And as John said, you tell me any of these things, these suggestions that you're offering, would it have stopped any of these shooters? Would it gotten in their way? These guys are breaking the law. They're not going to sit there and say, okay, yeah, I've got 100-round drum. It's illegal, but I have one here. Or I got several in my home. They're not going to turn it over. They're not going to say my weapon has been modified to where it can be an automatic weapon. Not going to do that. It just isn't going to happen. So we find out about it when it's too late. But what's going to happen here as adjustments are made, and you can mark my words on this, is that we're almost going to have to, in a sense, over-regulate for a period of time in order to find that balance. Because clearly we have not regulated enough on one hand, even though I say there's not enough laws, but there's going to be some reaction where there's going to be some things that have to be done. But like John said, and I'm concerned like John, that some of this stuff is just a Band-Aid. It's more of a surface deal, because the real issue is deeper than that. And that has to do with the very heart and soul of the citizens in America today. Citizens who are losing hope in their government, that see the lawlessness that's taking place. I mean, to be frank with you, I'm surprised there isn't more vigilantism. I mean, we had a little bit of a show of that down in the border where some operatives just said, hey, look at enough of this stuff. We hear that the National Guard, the Border Patrol, they're overwhelmed, so we're going to go there and help out. Well, that creates all kinds of additional issues, but that's how frustrated people are. But there are people, in a sense, that are willing to do what they can to help out, because Congress can't get off their back ends and have enough intestinal fortitude to address this issue. For so long, they've been saying, oh, this is all manufactured, this is all Donald Trump, this isn't a real problem. And then the next minute, you know, this not having a real problem turns into concentration camps. It turns into women, you know, drinking out of the toilet and all this other ridiculous stuff. See, but you see, when statements like that are made, just like when we're talking about gun control, you know, this deception, lies, and this hyperbole, it's so irresponsible because it interferes with a reasonable conversation for us to be able to look at this and say, okay, this is, you know, this is causal. We can address it this way. We need to be more vigilant about, you know, if even if it comes down to a family member that we sense, you know, can, you know, is a little unwired and losing it. What do we do? And I got to tell you, in some cases, it's going to be tough for some family members making a decision to say, look at, you know, little Johnny here is out of control. We need to pull him in here. And here's the background. And then, you know, he's put under observation. And this is painful. We don't want to do this, but we don't want to keep going every weekend and hearing that we've got another mass shooting that's taken place. And again, you know, I bring to note on this. You know, we talk about Dayton, Ohio. We talk about El Paso. Nobody talks about the 6 killed and 43 injured in Chicago over the weekend. So we had 3 incidences, but they only want to talk about 2. Because Chicago, I don't know if it's just the idea that Chicago is expendable, it doesn't matter, or if it's that it doesn't fit into the narrative of white supremacists. But mostly you have in Chicago black-on-black crime, black-on-black murder. So somehow that's, you just set that aside and hope that maybe Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and others, you know, can go in and heal that issue. But there's no healing. It just continues. And you talk about, oh, yes, that's right. Chicago has a very strict gun laws that are in place. So all that should tell you that if it's not working in Chicago, if it isn't working in Australia, if it isn't working in other parts of the world, what makes you think that it can work here? That's why I say it goes back to the very heart and soul of the citizens of this country. You know, we have we've lost connection with conscience. We've lost, you know, connection with evil and good. And what happened in Dayton and what happened in El Paso, most reasonable people will not hesitate to say it was an absolute act of evil that took place. Even in Chicago, it is an act of evil that's taking place. So what are we going to do about it? Do we continue to do more of the same? Or do we take responsibility, self-responsibility, which I believe the onus really lies on each one of us as an activated citizenry? Conversation continues. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books at all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123.
800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, case in point here, you know, the hyperbole is flying, especially for those in the very lower tier of this presidential campaign on the Democratic side. Kirsten Gillibrand, her statements, very irresponsible that she made about the shooting, again, blaming it on Trump. Beto O'Rourke is comparing the Trump administration to the Third Reich. You're kind of getting my drift here as to what's going on with the language that's taking place. I mean, and this is in contrast right now, where in universities and college campuses, you know, you think political correctness is the be-all and end-all, that's it? No, it's not. It's getting worse, ladies and gentlemen. You see what's, you know, I saw a clip here this morning where somebody refers to the audience, one of the speakers is, hey guys, and, you know, the next comment was from somebody saying, you know, hey, shut up with that, or cut it out with this, you know, gender pronoun. I mean, there's got to be, you can't say casually, hey guys, anymore. It's hey people. It's, you got to use these non-gendered pronouns. I mean, we're tripping over language to such a degree anymore, it makes you wonder how much worse this is going to get. But you've got to appreciate, this is happening right now within the Democratic Party, it's happening in universities, and it is going to come to the Republican Party as well and throughout this country. That we have to be real concerned about the words we say because everybody is so easily offended. And if they're so easily offended, are they going themselves be so injured and so hopeless and losing faith in our government and our way of life that they start grabbing a hold of guns as well? You know, because this, again, all adds, this is all part and parcel of this insane recipe that's taking place, you know, in our country today. But as I said, we have to be the individual change that we want to see in others. We've got to lead the way. You know, people of reason and understand this, that, you know, those on the Democrat and the kids in college, they believe they're reasonable.
You know, and this is the opportunity, and it's going to be a bit of a challenge to listen to what they're saying so that we can have some sort of bridge of reasonable communication to help, you know, I guess in a sense, in my opinion, my perspective, to talk them down from the edge of the roof. Because where they're going with this is insane. I mean, what is going to happen? You know, we've changed all the language. We've changed all the institutions. Marriage is no longer marriage anymore. I mean, it is some hybrid idea. Women can't compete with women anymore. You have to make room for the trans community to be involved in athletics. And what is that leading to? You know, this additional gender confusion. You know, what is the end game of all this? Where do we end up with this, ladies and gentlemen? But, you know, we've got a country that, for the sake of open-mindedness, as my old mentor used to say, you can be so open-minded that your brains are going to fall out. And I'm wondering, you know, if that's what we have to go through, that we have to continue to go through this insane process so that, you know, somehow we just finally, you know, have had it with ourselves and we finally decide to do, you know, the right thing. But as I mentioned, at the very heart of all this is the very soul of America. And the soul of America is not going to be healed through politics, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'll give it to you straight. You know, we're deluding ourselves to think that the answer is going to be found in a new president. It's going to be found in a new Speaker of the House. That's not the answer. The answer is souls, individual souls, making the right decision, doing the right thing. And I don't mean the right thing the way Spike Lee would talk about it. I mean the right thing the way God defines the right thing. The very words that he shared with Cain on that fateful moment that I say speaks to the millennial, you know, speaks through the millennial time in saying that if you do right, will it not go well for you? Okay, what are we getting? What are we reaping here? What are we, you know, we're reaping that which we've sown. And we've been showing, I mean, we talk about the holistic aspect of the violence in our country today. And whether it's movies, you know, video games, things that are being, you know, considered, things that are just not even being considered, they're just being imposed. You know, what kind of reaction are you doing by just, you know, twisting the language in such a way in the classrooms of America today? You're frustrating the heck out of these kids. But, you know, you don't want to admit that. You don't want to see that because your agenda is paramount and there's no causal consideration to say, hey, are we doing these kids damage? Are we forcing them into, you know, converting to some new religion or some new idea that is counter what most of the families in this country believe in? You know, they live in a home that believes in Christian principles. That's the way they conduct their lives. They come to school and all of a sudden, you know, they're getting sex education class being taught by someone who's part of the LGBTQ community. And people say, well, tough, you just have to accept that. Well, what if you don't accept it? You know, what if you're forced to do something? Maybe you just silently sit there and you just sit in outrage over what is being thrust upon you. You know, what happens? Is that have any effect on the consciousness of America today? Unbelievable. Well, CNN is complaining, Jack Tapper is complaining that they couldn't get any Republicans to be interviewed after the shootings. Well, do you wonder why? You know, what this brings to mind is what happened to, you know, Dana Loesch and Marco Rubio down in Florida, if you remember. It was a pig pile. It wasn't a conversation. And, of course, CNN's not known to be fair and balanced. Even Jake Tapper. I mean, this is all a heightened deal. And why would you go and stick your head in the fan to, you know, to think you're going to have a reasonable conversation when you know that it's not going to be, that the breeding ground that exists at CNN is very prejudicial. They live off of hyperbole and excitement and opinion instead of the facts. They don't want to sit down and have a conversation with a guy like John Lott, you know, one-on-one to say, okay, what is the problem, John? You know, bring your expertise into the conversation here. all that you've known and you've studied and everything, how can we handle this? But the first time you say to them, you tell me if a background check would have stopped, as he asked, tell me that a background check would have stopped any one of the mass shootings. They don't want to hear that because they're challenged by their impression and by their opinion with facts. And they get irritated. And then what do? They will invalidate. This is what the Democrats are good at, the spirit of invalidation. If I can get you to shut up and not participate in the conversation and demonstrate, at least to my audience, that you're less than, hey, you're marginalized, you're set to the back of the bus, or you're not even on the bus. I mean, they just drop you off. They open up the door and drop you off and move on. That's what goes on. But, you see, all this needs to be considered, really, in a reasonable sort of way. You want to talk about background? Let's talk about background checks. Let's talk about magazine size. Let's talk about all these. But let's have a earnest conversation about it. Let's not come loaded to bear like what Dana Loesch and Marco Rubio had to feel when they went to Florida. They first said, hey, we're going to have this conversation. And, you know, they went in there. God bless them. And Dana Loesch, I was impressed. But see, this is the difference. When you are emotional versus someone who has facts. And I'm not saying Dana Loesch isn't emotional. I believe, you know, she can be emotional for the rest of us. But if emotion is all you have and it's not backed by facts, then you can run out of bullets pretty quick. But she had plenty of bullets, so to speak, and she was armed with the facts in such a way that she could refute it. Some people couldn't handle it. It was so fresh and raw that they could not talk about this. But there needs to be a timeout, so to speak, maybe a DMZ zone of whatever you want to call it, where we can have this conversation and really look at, you know, what we're doing here. You know, even with this announcement, with Governor Cuomo in New York saying, look, we're not going to allow any guns on a campus. Okay, so what are you going to do? Are you going to have the campuses? You're going to have, what's the outside? What's the next, you know, 2-3 perimeters of protection for these kids in school? Because basically what you have done now is you have noticed to all crazy people that want to go and have target practice at the expense of our kids, you have set them free and said, hey, look, just go in there. You know, you can cut down a bunch of kids and, you know, the police, as quick as they are acting. I mean, this situation up in Dayton within a minute was just incredible. And most first responders will tell you that is unique because we're talking average across country. And of course, the average can, you know, it runs the full gamut to where you have, you know, responses within, you know, within a minute like you did in Dayton. But there's some where it's minutes. I mean, you know, 6, sometimes as much as 19. And the averages can be looked at in such a way that it can give you, you know, a distorted perception on it. So that's why I hate to use averages sometimes. But as a rule, it definitely takes a lot longer. You know, even with what happened in Gilroy, and you had police there, but still, you know, minutes when you're firing off, you know, as many rounds of ammo as they're able to fire off with these guns anymore. I mean, every second counts, and anybody that's been in a combat zone, anybody that tell you that's been in this situation, seconds count. It's that important. But, ladies and gentlemen, my caution is that we would be able to have, you know, a reasonable conversation about this. And I'm not sure that Congress is the one to do it. They've been avoiding it all this time. Maybe, just maybe. But again, we got to go back to what this is, a government of, for, by, we the people. It's up to us, the activated citizens, to keep the pressure on them and make them do right by us, the citizens of this great American country.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that